Welcome to the Tales for Wales Throwback Thursday. You know what it is by now. We thought you guys would probably be sick and tired of the rotating three intros we had before, where it was like us going, hey, this is a new feature that we did, because we've done about 20-odd by this point. So we thought we'd update them and just say, yeah, here you are. You're looking back into the looking glass. These are our old episodes. You get little snippets. And then if you like them, maybe you've heard them before and you just want a little glimpse in the past. But if you haven't, maybe you're thinking, I missed out on something.
Quick, go, cut. We're going to go too long again. Yeah, you know what it is. Goodbye. What would I call you? Not co-host. Sidekick.
That's a bit harsh. Yeah. Sidekick. Jester of the court.
Jester, yeah. Yeah. David Jack Newby. How about that?
Full name in me as well. Yeah, being told off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, people might not know this, but Jack is a liar. He's not even called Jack.
Every day of my life is a lie. I tell you, I say to everyone, every time I meet you, I meet a new person, it's a lie. First thing about me.
The very first thing you tell people.
That comes out of my fucking mouth is a lie. Yeah.
You're a gobshite liar.
I'm a little gobshite boy. Yeah, but yeah, for those who don't know, I'm actually a David. Yeah. A David.
You know what, David, how you doing, mate? You're right, yeah, not bad yourself. But it was a, like, family tradition to prank people, wasn't it?
We're family of liars, mate. Just goes through, this is my blood. Like, yeah, my dad's a David, everyone calls him Nick. My granddad was a David, everyone calls him Les. Although I actually found out that was a lie, I just assumed that was the case. And on his funeral, I was like, where's the David on his little fucking, you know, a little bit of paper they give you? And yeah, he wasn't on there. So I just presumed it was just me and my dad, not even a tradition. I don't know why they... Why?
Okay, so you're a Billy Sicko as well as a liar.
They lied to me about the lie. How deep does it go?
Inception.
Yeah.
Absolute lieception. I've got a banging headache, man. I had a few couple of... I only had like 3 pints of rum, but me and you are pint drinkers in rum form, aren't we? So
yeah, it's just like a big double in it. Maybe more like a triple, I'd say, with our measures.
I'd still give it... If we're cards on the table here, I'd call it a triple. But I had three of them. So what's that? That's like 9 shots.
Yeah,
that ain't loads, is it? That's not fucking
don't touch the sides of it, mate.
But it has made me dusty this morning. Do you know when you just feel a little bit like ugh? I wasn't really. It was because I was cooking. I cooked this like a really like nice meal last night, and it's so hard not to have a little drink whilst you cook because it's just, you know, it's that je ne sais quoi. It helps you with that little.
I love a little beer with cooking. We did. I didn't have a beer on Wednesday because it was Valentine's Day. I did the cooking, a little 3-courser, and I had wine with it. Not really a big wine boy, but it was going down quite nice. Yeah. I felt like a very sophisticated man doing,
I have
cooking stuff with wine.
I do quite like wine now. A little red. A little.
That's vinegar in a glass. That is, mate.
I always thought that. If I would, I'd have the shittest white wine. I'd have like Gallows, which is like fucking shit.
I wonder why it tastes like crap, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like sugary, sweet, really cheap, horrible. I like when they call it plonk, a bit horrible, plonk.
It's funny word, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd have like a little Sauvignon. But Emma really likes it, and I bought her like a fancy Chateau Neuf de Pape. I've just got a Costco card, which is fucking amazing.
Get them? I thought had to be like a business.
Well, that's the thing. There's like stipulations, and to get one individually, you need to have you could meet 9 things. Sorry, I'm not saying that very well. There's 9 ways you could meet the criteria. So it could be, you're an accountant, or you're a doctor, or there's like they have 9 jobs that you can do that you qualify for.
Is one of them podcast host? Like, yes, one of them finally.
One is like medical services. And I work in like health comms, so I just said that down.
Absolutely bent the rules then.
And they didn't apparently they never check or any of it, so you could just do whatever. Like, all I had to do down was bring down my pay slip, which doesn't say that, it just says the name of my company, which does have a bit of a medical term in it. But then I just showed them my driver license, and there and then they give you a thing, you give you a little photo, and then you just get to go crazy around Costco, which is like fucking Toys R Us for adults. It's so much fun in there.
Hey, mate, if they're going to leave the little loophole like that open for you, who would you be to not jump through it?
I was so giddy that I think my nan had a really bad allergic reaction to prawns, and then I had a really bad reaction to prawns when I was younger, so I never have them. But I was so giddy, I had a prawn gyoza because they were free there. And I was like, after eating it, I was like, fuck, that was stupid.
Reactions be damned.
Yeah. And my only reaction was pure happiness. And then a tight throat as I was driving home. But it was still, it was absolutely, yeah. I loved it. I'm going for a run with my mate on Sunday, and I'm running to Costco. Like, I'm fucking obsessed with it. I'm going to run to Costco and have one of the hot dogs. Yeah, I'm going
to
run.
What's happening?
I've accidentally run to Windsor.
What?
Yeah, I've mistakenly run to Windsor.
But that's like in Scotland or something, isn't it?
I didn't mean to. It's just the endorphins kicked in and I couldn't stop.
Okay, well, find some polythene or something to pull over yourself and a bit of waste ground, and I'm sure you'll feel fine in the morning.
My legs are gone, man. I'm a jelly.
Paralysed.
It feels fucking brilliant.
It's pretty wild, isn't
madness.
It?
Oh, a little hot dog as a reward and then run back, is it?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't really know how I'm going to get back because I don't want to run there and back. But maybe...
Figure that out when you get there, mate.
Yeah.
Be fine, you?
What's new with you, you little stink?
Not much. I was going to bring up the... did you watch that video I sent you the other day about the Welsh nationalist porno?
No, I think it would make me too horny. I didn't want to get...
No, it's all right. Don't worry, this canary has taken that dive for you before. So it's sans horniness. To inform the listeners, I just found this...
I just found this thing.
I found it. I was just perusing the web.
Web, and I accidentally typed in porn Wales. And
Welsh
now.
Porn. Welsh nationalist porn now. No, but I follow this guy on YouTube called Wales in the Movies. He's very good. He's like, talks about... how Wales like participates in loads of movies, like unbeknownst to the general public, you know, and how we're not really given credit, you know, loads of places are filmed in Wales, but they're posing as somewhere else, you know, so there'll be...
What's his handle? Would you give him a shout out?
Wales in the Movies is the channel, as I said at the start.
Yeah, I didn't realise it'd be... is that what you just type in? Because I typed Wales in the Movies.
Yeah,
YouTube.
Wales in the Movies is what he's called. He's very good.
I'll say it again, Wales in the Movies hasn't changed.
One more time, yeah. Always the same.
Always the same.
Yeah. But anyway, he's got one of his latest videos. It popped up in my like suggested thing, the algorithms or whatever. And it's this... Welsh nationalist porno, and he does a bit of it's not a deep dive as such, but a shallow dive into this porno made by an American company, and like the underlying story in this porno is essentially this. I'm pretty sure the main porn actress is Welsh, right? And she goes to Parliament to suggest to them that Wales be like taken out of the union and all that sort of stuff, and they give them their independence. And yeah, I'm assuming she like convinces him by shagging him or something, I guess. But he said, like, he was saying that it's the most correct use of Welsh he's seen in a lot of films, like out of loads of films. He did put a clip in there, and I don't know if I've just made his memory up or not, but a guy is like clearly jizzing himself and saying "bore da" as he does it.
And
like,
no.
it starts off there, all these like you're like hot porn actresses. They're in a mine. They've made a really shit out of a really shit set, like a papier mâché set. And people, yeah, I recommend the video. It's very interesting, if nothing else.
Well, I saw this on Instagram the other day, the Yes Khemri song, and I'll send it to you. It's like they animated a song where it's like a anthropomorphized map of Wales. Who's like a bit all sultry and like.
Is he like saying, "Oh, we love you. We know you love us too, but we just need a bit of space or something."
To England,
yeah, because he like alludes to that and shows little clips of it in this video, and he says literally this porno does like a better job.
Oh, so it's not the same
fighting
thing.
And he says fighting for Welsh independence than the actual Yes Khymru thing.
It's wild. So that maybe we should do a deep dive into that. But I when he said it to me, I was like, "Oh, I don't want to watch anything." Horny related
dirty and
sent me.
Filthy, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't going, "Oh, have a look at this, mate. Get your old fucking tallywhacker after this. This is great.
Get off my tallywhacker."
Yeah.